From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, January 16th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the books Illinois students loved the most in 2023. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers will try again today to approve the final rules governing the state's assault weapons ban. Alex Stegman reports.
The law took effect on January 1st, and if you owned an assault weapon before that, you must register it online with the Illinois State Police. But the administrative rules that guide how the law is executed haven't been approved yet. The temporary rules expire in February. Democratic State Senator Bill Cunningham says, for example, there are still open questions surrounding orders of protection.
What happens if, say, the order of protection goes away? There's no subsequent charge of domestic violence, or there is, and the individual is acquitted. How do they get that weapon back?
Today is also the first day of the spring session, but it's an election year, so don't expect major action until after the March 19th primary. I'm Alex Stegman.
Illinois State Senator Adrian Johnson wants to expand what constitutes a hate crime in the state. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Her legislation filed earlier this week would include displaying white supremacist symbols such as nooses and burning crosses under the definition of a hate crime. She brought up a similar bill a couple of years ago, which received criticism that it would infringe on people's freedom of speech.
I cannot sit idly by and just say, okay, let's have this long debate for years about a violation to someone's rights under the First Amendment, you know, because I feel these groups, we cannot allow them to get away with this intimidation.
Lawmakers will convene in Springfield Tuesday for the start of the legislative session. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, we'll learn more about the books Illinois students loved the most in 2023. That story is next on 217 Today.
Miss Scarlet and the Duke from Masterpiece returns as Eliza assumes control over the business of Nash & Sons. Familiar sources come to the rescue when her takeover gets off to a rocky start. Outside of work, Eliza's relationship with the Duke intensifies as a potentially life-altering decision looms. Members can binge all six new episodes plus all previous seasons now with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Adults, you'll be happy to know that kids are still reading a lot. Peter Medlin spoke with school librarian Nicole Folkman about the Reader's Choice Award winners from the Association of Illinois School Library Educators, the books Illinois students loved the most in 2023.
So K through 2 is the Monarch Award, and I saw that winner was Are You a Cheeseburger by Monica Arnaldo. Can you talk a little bit about that book?
Oh, it's an absolutely adorable little book. A raccoon finds something in an alleyway. He's been looking for food and doesn't know that it's a seed, has no idea what it is, but knows that they love cheeseburgers and was like, are you a cheeseburger? And they're like, I think I'm supposed to be planted. And so raccoon plants the seed and they wonder together and wish together, what are you going to turn into? What are you going to be? Are you going to be a cheeseburger? It's a lot of fun and very funny. The young kids, of course, always really love funny books, especially. So it went over very well.
A cute raccoon and yes. Is about cheeseburgers. Like, in the words of Stan Lee, enough said. Enough said. You're like, right. How else do I need to sell it on you?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that, and just to give people an idea also of how the voting works too, I saw that over 66,000 Illinois students voted for the Monarch Award across more than 300 different schools.
Absolutely. Yes. So what's great about the Monarch is that because picture books are meant to be shared, the librarians and classroom teachers are the ones experiencing this with them. And so they do get a lot of readership and a lot of participation because it can be very guided by the adults in their lives. As they get older, they're doing it a little more on their own. So we sometimes have fewer votes, but I will tell you, teenagers and middle school kids are reading.
Next up, we've got the Blue STEM Award, and this is third through fifth, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell us about the winner there?
The winner for the Blue STEM was twins. And it is a graphic novel that the students absolutely just loved. It is about twins who've always done everything together, and now suddenly they're in middle school. And one twin's not sure that she really wants to spend all of her time with her twin anymore. They haven't talked about it before, just suddenly they're in different classes. And they've both decided now to run for student council president. And they are running yes. against each other.
Drama, political intrigue. So that one is written by Varian Johnson, drawn by Shannon Wright. Well, and kind of a perfect segue into the conversation about the Rebecca Caudill Award, which is 4th through 8th. And that winner is also a comic book, also a graphic novel, but is a graphic memoir.
Yes. So it's called When Stars Are Scattered, and it was written by Victoria Jameson and Omar Mohammed, whose story it is. And it is the story of two brothers who are refugees and looking out for each other and are orphaned, at least to their knowledge at this point. And they are finding hope and help in a refugee camp and trying to find their way and survive. So that was very, very popular. The students loved it. We don't always see the nonfiction doing terribly well once we get to middle school and up. Like, they like it, but it's not usually what they select as their favorite. So I was a little bit surprised, but very pleasantly surprised.
And then we'll finish off with The Lincoln, mm-hmm. which is, again, the Teen Readers Award. And this one, I was not super surprised by the winner here. Can you tell us about it a little bit?
Yeah, so the winner was The Loop. It's the first book of a series. It's by Ben Oliver, and it is science fiction and suspense and dystopian. So
sci-fi,
it's that
teen
whole
dystopia.
Mood.
Can we talk a little bit about 2024? What has stood out to you about the ones that students will be voting on soon?
I have a very, very small school, so my sample sizes for classes are literally like 12 kids. But once one book takes off with the right kid, and they go, oh my gosh, this was great, you should read it, it takes off. I know that one of the ones that's been very popular for my middle school, my Rebecca Caudill, is the graphic novel City of Dragons, The Awakening Storm. It's action-packed, it's very exciting, it's fantasy and dragons. Dragons are huge for every age group right now. My Blue STEM at my school specifically, what's been really popular, we just started reading yesterday a book called The Great Stink, and it's a nonfiction book about poop pollution in London, and the kids are crazy about it. One, it's of course always funny anytime you have like poop in a book, right?
Can't mess with
but
that.
But then
yeah.
also, right, we're talking about the environment and engineering and how we use engineering and science to help solve our problems. And that has been happening throughout time and continues to this day. Elementary kids for Monarch have loved literally everything we read. I never know what they're going to pick because they're all like, smiley face, that's my favorite book we've read. And I'm like, I know, that's how I feel about them too. I don't know what I would pick.
So
sometimes, I think especially with the youngest ones, it's like, which book have they read most recently sometimes ends up being their favorite.
Listen, we're all guilty of the recency bias. I totally understand. Right? I do really enjoy what you said about, like, especially the middle and probably teen too, that you mm-hmm. like an ambassador, one student evangelist could push the other students into also reading and picking up and enjoying a book.
Yes, for sure. And at the big schools, especially, they have different promotional things they'll do. I know a lot of schools will make like little like lapel pins that people can put on like their lanyards or their backpacks or whatever. And you can kind of see which ones are most popular by how many pins have been taken from each book.
Oh, that's very fun.
And that's a really good metric for them to be able to see. With my teenagers, I know that one book that broaches both the Rebecca Caudill and the Lincoln this year is called I Must Betray You by Ruta Sepetys. And it's been huge. I mean, every single one of her books has been hugely popular, right? But that is historical fiction. It's set in Romania. And so it's recent history, but history we don't often get to in school, but the students are interested about. It's the 1990s. So yes, that's historical fiction when it comes to teenagers.
Oh, man. Just...
I don't think we're far off from that being historical fiction for adults, honestly. But it's
yes. Oh, you mean the 1900s. Yeah, exactly. Cole, is there anything, again, like when we're thinking just broadly about the past couple years of the nominees and the award winners, have you been able to pick up on any themes?
Sort of started talking 2020, 2021, that like, oh, are gonna people going to want really lighthearted stuff, really happy stuff to kind of escape? And we have found that especially for middle school and teenagers, they want to dive deeper. they want to understand that difficulty and they want to figure out how to get through it. And so seeing books wherein teenagers are saving the world and getting through things and figuring out their feelings, those are huge. Those are always, always popular for middle school and high school. And there are lighthearted, fun things in there too. But the things that resonate the most and that kind of stick with them are the things that dive deeper into the difficult things of life.
That was school librarian Nicole Folkman talking about the Reader's Choice Award winners from the Association of Illinois School Library Educators. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny and cold with a high of 8 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Stegman, Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, and Peter Medlin. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.